It's important to deconstruct, especially when your faith has been rattled by religious abuse. You likely know exactly what I'm talking about. If we do not deconstruct, we can be left with a lot of baggage. It's vital to separate the God of religion from the truth of God. Today, gather around for Bible story time. We share with you the story of the whole Bible. Yep, the whole thing in one episode. All that we have been asked to believe. And we pose the question, does this sound absurd?
Would it be okay if I were to tell you that I am afraid someday? So I call you up and you call me down. Would it be okay?
Well, hello and welcome to the Freed Hearts Podcast. My name is Robert Cottrell and I'm here as always with
Susan Cottrell.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome, everybody. Connect with us at freedhearts.org. The Freed Hearts Podcast, we deconstruct religious baggage with laughter and love.
And more laughter.
And more laughter. You know, it's so important to deconstruct, especially when your faith has been rattled by being LGBTQ plus or having an LGBTQ plus child and the church's response, or other issues of religious abuse and manipulation. If we do not deconstruct, beloved, we can be left with a lot of baggage. It's vital to separate the God of religion from the true God. If you think about coming out of an abusive relationship, where you're basically made to feel worthless and you can't speak up and you're manipulated. And if you don't kind of deconstruct, those things sink in as beliefs. And if you don't deconstruct that, then even when you get out of the relationship, all that baggage is still there. So it's just critical. It's kind of like taking a breath here, knowing that you're safe and taking a step back and honestly look at what we've been taught, what we've been asked to believe. Mm-hmm. And then maybe on all of it, or even just some of it, we end up saying, wow, you know, that does sound absurd. And we begin to ask questions. Like I said last week, the thing the church is afraid of the most is you when you talk and ask questions. So we are going to talk and ask questions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we begin to deconstruct and what did we say? All heaven breaks loose. And that's exactly what happened with our journey.
Yes.
And beloved, it was the greatest, most freeing, most life-giving gift in our lives.
Yes.
It really was.
Yeah, deconstruction felt like it was going to be so scary and terrible, and it was the best thing that could have happened.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes when you take a step back, maybe even see things as a child, it's like the family circle. That's an old classic cartoon for those of you as old
the
as we are.
In the comics,
yeah,
on Sundays.
In the Sunday yeah. comics. The family circle comic, when the little boy stands up and asks his Bible class teacher, wait, why did God have to send himself down to earth to become his own son to sacrifice himself to himself just to convince himself to forgive us? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Susan, you always love to say something that your seminary professor said, yeah?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, she said, theology is a set of beliefs that don't really fit together. I love that.
Yep. Yes, indeed.
I love that.
And you know, and we see that everywhere today. Beliefs that don't fit with a God of love, that don't fit
yes.
with the teachings of Jesus.
Yeah.
And that honestly don't fit with a true, honest read of the Bible.
Yes, exactly.
So today, we want you all to get comfy on the floor. Susan is going to tell you the story of the Bible as taught in our conservative churches. The entire Bible, one episode. Ideas that don't really fit together. So, beloved, it's Bible story time. I'm going to turn it over to our Bible story leader for this morning, Susan.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rob.
That's Pastor Rob to you. Woman teacher. Okay. Again, we're talking about stuff that doesn't fit. So, okay, here we go.
Right. That one doesn't fit. Just FYI.
But and what's the F for? No. I'm sorry. Woo! Back to Bible story time. Here we go.
Okay. Gather round, little children, and I'll tell you a tale all about heaven and all about hell. Oh, it started out as heaven, but it all went to hell. It starts with a garden. This is God's abundant, generous garden, lush with vegetation. Oh, who is God? Basically a very, very old white dude. And in the garden, God put a man and a woman. Well, the woman ate from the one tree they weren't supposed to eat from. God knows why it was there. God had told the man, don't eat from it. But he just stood right there while the woman ate. But she's the one who got in trouble because, you know, women. And not just trouble for herself or even for the two of them, but for everyone who ever lived.
Jeez.
Okay, whatever, because we know God is fair. Well, God wanted these two to be fruitful and multiply, have lots of babies. So they had two boys, but one of the boys killed the other, probably because their mom ate that fruit. I guess that mom and dad had girls too, or else who would those boys marry? I mean, the one boy. Well, wait, that means he married his sister. Ew. Okay, some people say maybe it was aliens. I don't know. Okay, whatever. Anyway, all this happened because God wanted one man to marry one woman, period. No exceptions, because God is fair. Then hundreds or thousands or millions of years later, men, the important ones with money and power, could marry lots and lots of women, and they could all live together in their palace, kind of like Mormons. And the man can even invite other women to come and party, to live there, that he isn't even married to. And God is perfectly fine with that. But two guys together, two girls together makes God sick.
I love your sound effects.
Thank you. But even still, the people got so bad, people are really good at being bad, that God had to kill everyone and start all over again. Well, he saved one family so he didn't have to start all over again from scratch.
That was Russell Crowe, right?
Right. Right. He sent them on a river cruise.
Oh.
Except it wasn't a fun cruise because it was stuffed with animals.
Not stuffed animals.
No, stuffed
with... That would have been fun.
Yes.
I'm being the child
a
in the Bible story.
A whole lot easier. It would have been a whole lot easier, stuffed, let me tell you that.
Stuffed with animals. Okay, go ahead.
Two of every kind. Plus more to feed all these animals and people for this long, long, not at all fun river cruise. That's going to be a lot of animals to bring on that boat. Plus you have to think about how to get all that pee and poop off so it doesn't rot the wood you're floating on. To be honest, it wouldn't work in real life. Are we being honest here? But never mind, because this is the Bible, people. You got to just believe it, doggone it. Just believe it. Finally, after 40 days, not just 40 days, but also 40 nights, the water went down and there were dead bodies everywhere. Ugh. God gave that man a branch from the tree and said, I'll never destroy the earth by flood again. It's kind of like making a promise, but you've got your fingers crossed. He also said, go clean up those bodies. And that man's sons had to also be fruitful and multiply, have babies. But at least they had wives who weren't their sisters. Still, their kids had only cousins to marry. I know. But then that man, the man God saved.
Russell Crowe.
Yes. He got really bad too. And God thought, what the hell? There was a whole lot of time when God was really mad. And then he was nice, and then he got really mad, and then he was nice, and then he got really mad, and then he was nice. This went on for like thousands of years. Finally, God said, I've had it, and he sent his son to die on the cross so all those bad people could get into heaven, or else it would be empty. And Jesus is way cooler than God. I mean, he's really chill about everything except religious people. He pretty much can't stand them. And the ones who follow Jesus, they're called Christians, added a whole new part to the Bible. See, all those stories were in the Hebrew Bible, but Christians don't like to admit that their favorite Bible came from Jews, so they changed the name and called it the Old Testament. And then it added a whole new part, the New Testament, with its cooler, hipper Jesus. And they laughed at the Jews and called them stupid. They really hated Jews for thousands of years because they said the Jews killed Jesus. But all those Christians were Jews, so it doesn't really make sense. But God is fair. Speaking of Jesus, children, did you know that God is so good and people are so bad that God can't even look at you unless he puts Jesus in between you and him so that he can stand the sight of your stupid, ugly face? Because God loves you so much.
Yikes.
You cannot be good enough to make God happy. He's really hard to make happy. But Jesus is a hack into heaven. You can be as bad as you want, but if you just ask Jesus, he'll get you hooked up. Sounds too good to be true, huh? The dark side is you can be as good as you want, but if you never ask Jesus, even if you've never heard his name, too bad for you, straight to hell. That seems fair, because God is fair.
Your laugh is a little troubling.
Indeed.
You are accessing your really dark side here.
Yeah, well, it's the Bible. Okay. Hell is this fiery, burny place that God created for demons. But if you don't watch your step, you will tumble right in there. Seriously, because that's how much God loves you and also can't stand your stupid, ugly face. It's weird that hell is nowhere in the Jewish Bible. I mean, the Old Testament. Not a peep. And actually, hell got read into the New Testament later when they wrote it, at the same time that someone first even thought of hell. Coincidence? But that's all another story. Also, we're not even sure what will send you to hell. Do gay people go to hell? Do the French? No one can agree. No one can agree.
The poor French.
They're fine. They're doing fine. Some people tell you that gay people go straight to hell, even though gay people say, I didn't ask to be gay. God, if you don't like it, change me. And God says, too bad, and won't change you. And you're like, what the hell? And your church friends say, too bad, you're going to hell. And they do this because they love you. And it's okay because God is fair. Turns out, Jesus is like that insurance you get, and you don't realize it won't pay for the things you need to pay it to pay for. And you have to try to get someone on the phone and argue with them, and it's a hot mess. That's like hell. A hot mess. So that's where it is. God is very, very good, and God is very, very fair, and God loves us so much that he gave us a hack to get into heaven, because we couldn't get into heaven without a hack. Because God set it up that way. See? Because God is so good and God is so fair. Also, God is very righteous. Kind of like the people you see in church who are righteous, who are always right. Yeah. And God is so, so powerful that he set up the world so he couldn't even let you into heaven without this cool, hip son vouching for you.
There with me, Dad. Okay.
So, children, that is why we should thank God every day for his goodness and mercy and love. Oh, and watch for those religious men. They're like God's bouncers. They tell us about all the people that God won't let into heaven because they're so bad. And when you see those religious men, you can say, thank you for telling us how God feels about everything. They don't want to be mean. They have to be. Because they're just doing what God does, because they love you too. If this doesn't feel great to you, I don't know. By the way, there is a little cheat in the back of the book. I don't mean the very back, that crazy dream of John's, like he smoked too much. No, I'm talking about Acts, where Paul says, There is no more Jew nor Gentile, no slave nor master, no male nor female.
Wait, what?
Wait. Doesn't that end the argument about religion, about power and commodification of people, about gender for crying out loud? No, honey, not yet. We have to fight some more first. Religious people, the ones who know what God thinks, they don't like that part. They don't really want to love their neighbor. To them, religion is like a really rich country club. And if it's not really exclusive, how good can it be? They don't really like their neighbor. But that's where we're headed someday. No more fighting over all this stuff. It's going to be a great big party. Woohoo!
Woohoo! Yeah, well, there you have it. Thank you, Sister Susan, for Bible story time.
You're welcome, Pastor Rob.
Oh, thank you. You got that right. fun? Yeah. Irreverent? Yeah. Well, beloved, that is what we have been taught. That is what we have been asked to believe. You know? And I know this is a lot. I know this is a lot. Some of you may be triggered or feel defensive. And if so, just shake it out. Shake it. I mean, physically shake it out of your body here. Give it a good shake.
Literally. Yeah. Literally shake
what,
it out.
What we want from faith is love, support, acceptance, empowerment, peace, and community. Didn't hear a lot of that in the stories.
Yes.
Instead of that, religion gives us a list of rules and a narrative that Susan just went through in Bible story time that cannot be questioned. Just stuff we've been asked to believe. And if we don't believe it, if we ask questions, we're shunned immediately. Heretic, backslidden. You've heard it all. I know you have.
Never really a true Christian in the first place.
That's right. And for us, maybe you, and a growing number of people, that doesn't work. And it does not produce the joy and the life that we had hoped. Now, I hope that you're saying, you know, that Bible story does sound pretty absurd. Okay, I'm in. Let's take the journey. Beloved, we will take the journey with you every step. We will talk, we will ask questions, we will look at facts, we will look at Jesus. All of that is part of deconstructing.
We'll look at our hearts.
Yeah, our good hearts. I promise you, stay on the journey with us, step by step. And what happens?
All heaven will break loose. We love you. We'll talk to you next week when we talk about the root of all this, the root of all our problems, the teaching of contempt.
We love you. Bye.
Would it be okay if I were to tell you that I am afraid someday? So I call you up and you call me down. Would it be okay?
You've been listening to the Freed Hearts Podcast. We have extensive resources and vibrant, inclusive community for you at freedhearts.org. Please just come say hello. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions for the podcast, just email us at podcast@freedhearts.org. Audio engineering is provided by Luke Johnson. The music is provided by Hannah Cottrell, our daughter, the Grammy-nominated Saint Sinner. You can find out more about her and her music at heysaintsinner.com. Please share, subscribe, and follow on your favorite platform, and support us if you can. Thanks for listening.